That's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about immigration. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
But you can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. First, I'd like to welcome the listeners of News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks for listening, and, you know, keep listening. We're on.
Enjoy the discussion.
That's right.
Information buffet there for you.
Stephanie and I are on every Sunday from 7 to 10, and Free Talk Live is available from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. But different iterations, different hosts on. Let's go to Robert in Nebraska. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think I'm an immigration lawyer here in Nebraska, and
Oh, interesting.
We're outclassed. Go ahead.
people think I have a real radical idea on immigration, although I think you guys might agree with me that I believe that immigration is just another attempt to squander your rights as far as your right to travel and your right to contract.
It sounds that way to me. I mean,
wow, that's amazing to get the perspective of an immigration lawyer, because he knows the system really well.
Yeah.
And so if he's saying this, then nice to get your perspective.
What are some of the most egregious cases, Robert? Because we can sit here and talk about the logical end of this, that people have the right to travel and people have the right to contract. And it doesn't.
Well, freedom of movement, I mean, it's just generally considered to be one of the most basic human rights, you know.
These things are true, but it doesn't hit home for folks. What hits home is appeals to emotion. And what are some of the most egregious cases you've had to deal with, Robert?
Well, I can't think of any off the top of my mind, but I can recall at one point an INS officer, I was talking to him about somebody who was in the deportation process who had children here. The kids are about 2 or 3 years old. Of course, the officer says, oh, well, the kid's free to stay here. He's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. That's a practical setup. Like mom and dad, they have to get kicked out of the country, but the kid's a citizen.
They'll probably go into the foster system, you know, and that's just, I don't think that really benefits the kids at all. You know, of course it doesn't benefit them to be taken away from their family all because some paperwork isn't okay with some INS officer. It's really a shame.
And you also hear this, you know, they need to get in line. Well, the fact is, half the time there is no line. Or if there is a line, I'll give you a good example. If you're a U.S. citizen, you can apply for a brother, okay? Now, they divide it up according to certain countries because they don't want to, if they didn't, it would all come from Mexico. So if you're a U.S. citizen applying for your Mexican brother right now, the expected wait time before a visa is going to become available to him is about 123 years.
123 years to get your family over from Mexico. That's pleasant.
Wow.
If your brother, you know, if it's your spouse, that'd be immediately, you know. But if you're a permanent resident, it takes 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
What the whole immigration really illustrates, once again, is the failure of central planning. Because for the last 80 or 90 years, they've come up with one immigration law after another, you know, trying to address one concern or another. And they've come up with this totally Byzantine employment immigration system that it's just a total nightmare to get through.
Right. Mm. It starts out as this idea to handle this one issue, and actually with immigration, it started out with Chinese people working on the railroad out west. I believe it was 1886.
Mm.
And, you know, then they just sort of fill in the patches here and there. Oh, we don't want the Irish guys competing here. We don't want the Italian guys competing this way.
And like any other government agency, it's always going to tend to grow. And, like, they'll always, you know, they'll always try to use up their budget so they can get more the next year. And then they play off of people's fears also, I think, about terrorism and about competition for jobs and things like that. They play off of those fears to create a climate where people are happy to support a giant border bureaucracy when, you know, really it's mistaken from the very beginning.
Robert, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That was a really interesting call.
Yeah, really. An immigration lawyer that says that people should be free to move across borders and that the wait time to come from Mexico is 123 years. And that lets you know when you talk about this get in line crap, the line is 123 years long, according to one immigration lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And I
like that little truism that says it's easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork, right?
That's just for the folks that actually get an opportunity to fill out the paperwork. You know, it can take 123 years. That's what the line's like.
Wow.
Now, let's talk about, people have these concerns about immigration. I think that there's some justified concerns. I've had them in my life. And
yeah, you at one time, Mark, I think we should fill the listeners in on this because I know this is something that you kind of struggled with, right?
Yeah, this is a tough issue. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, first off, the government can't keep people out. As you know, the numbers are as high as 20 million people are here illegally from countries like Mexico and Central America. That's not a country, but places in Central America, mm-hmm. and countries in Southeast Asia,
and even who come through Canada. Who may be from Canada originally or from other places.
Absolutely. I helped out a guy who was working illegally from Brussels. And I was happy to do it. He's a hard worker. I was pleased to do it. Actually, another one working illegally from Germany. I got him a job and he got fired the next day. He wasn't very good.
You know, I work in science. And in science, there are so many people from outside the U.S. who are very talented scientists. And they just basically want to come here and get an experience working in a lab or whatever. Maybe they don't have that opportunity where they came from. And there is like a whole office at my workplace that is just dedicated to helping them with immigration issues. And they still have problems. And, you know, I live in a place which is less than 100 miles, I guess, from the Canadian border. And so the rule is that the Border Patrol can have checkpoints that are less than 100 miles in or something like
sure.
that. And so I remember a couple of years ago, I was driving in actually to Keene at the intersection of two major highways, and suddenly the traffic stopped, which is really unusual. And this was in the summer, so I thought, okay, either there's a huge accident or there's something up ahead. And then I saw the Border Patrol cars with their lights flashing, and they were stopping everybody, and it was an immigration checkpoint. And so they're
stopping U.S. citizens on their way, going about doing things, stopping productivity.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah.
In the border of New Hampshire and Vermont.
And, you know, just
pretty far down.
Hassling people. You know, when you get stopped like that, you ask them.
That's exactly the same.
Am I free to go? Am I being detained?
I actually tried that. And they said, no, you are not being detained, but no, you are not free to go. So.
What?
Yeah. That's pretty much what I said. And they were just like, well, as soon as you answer my questions, you'll be free to go. They really are very...
Do I have the right to remain silent?
Manipulative, yeah. So what happened at that checkpoint was that there were drug dogs that came around the car. As far as I understand
it... Because illegal immigrants have drugs,
they
right?
always have drugs. That's how you can tell who the illegals
are. This is a fishing expedition by the government. They're looking for people that they can squeeze money out of, whether they have drugs or illegal immigrants or whatever.
Well, and you know what they did? They asked me... I cracked the window, and they asked me, where was I born? And I said, I'm a U.S. citizen. I was born in the U.S. And they said, okay, well, where in the U.S. were you born? And I said, you know, do you need to know that? And they were like, you know, we started the back and forth about am I being detained, am I free to go, and stuff like that. I think I actually called Porcupine 411 at the time. But anyway, so we started this whole back and forth, and then finally I gave in, and I said, okay, well, this is the city I was born in. And they were like, okay, have a nice day. But there's no way for them to verify
that. It's about domination.
Yes,
they've got a
obviously.
Shiny little badge that some bureaucrat that doesn't work for a living gave them, and they think they're important, and that's what it boils down to. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I've liked the conversation so far, but, you know, kind of my one question in terms of the debate y'all had is, with the immigration process, you know, a growing population in this country continues to be a larger issue. And I have no doubt that there needs to be reform within the immigration system at the federal and state levels. But if we don't, you know, we have to have something there in place to help watch how large our population gets. Because once we get to a point where we no longer have the resources to provide for, you know, those individuals in our country, then that increases levels of poverty.
It's interesting.
I want to address these things.
I do too.
Looking at this from a practical standpoint, and I'm all about looking at things from a practical standpoint. So, Mike, please, if you'll hold the line, We'll get right to this. 855-450-FREE. If you got something more to add, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about immigration most of the evening. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. Peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Get prepared, protect your family, don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. They've got all kinds of delicious ready-made meals over there, like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They're packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com and use coupon code FTL to get a free sample. And if you decide to buy, no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's easy. A free sample. Coupon code FTL, WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE if you don't have an internet connection. It's 855-FOODWISE, WiseFoodStorage.com. Coupon code FTL. So we're talking about immigration, and Mike called in with some very practical questions. Let's go back to Mike. Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. So please restate your concern.
Yeah, basically, you know, I agree with you all that there's obviously, you know, a very downtrodden immigration system in this country, and a lot of reform is needed. But and I also agree with freedom of travel, freedom of movement for any individual. But, you know, in this country, we have over 300 million people, and populations have to be monitored closely so that we don't have a situation where folks that come to this country and can't find employment or any, you know, any standard type of living arrangement they want, poverty becomes a growing issue as those people can't find employment, can't find a household to live in, et cetera.
Let me address some of these concerns. This is going on right now in North Dakota. North Dakota is having a huge jobs boom, and they don't have any housing. But, you know, if you go to North Dakota and there's no work to be had, or there's work but no house to be had, some people are actually pitching tents, driving RVs, they're doing all kinds of things in order to work up there.
Because that sounds like a great business opportunity for somebody to come build some housing.
Yeah, get
it some
kind of
quick housing.
It kind of
surprises me that with the whole housing boom and stuff, it didn't reach that area or something?
Well, it's just happened recently in the last few months, and that's where it's happening. So, but, you know, you'll notice, Mike, that I'm not in North Dakota, and you're not in North Dakota, probably because there aren't houses for us. We just don't go because we can't get the houses to live in. So this is a problem that solves itself to some extent. Now, if you want to be there badly enough, you'll share a room with somebody and get up there and that sort of thing. But, I mean, you know, if there's no housing, then people have it. I don't think the government should be obligated to give people housing.
And
I'm not advocating that point either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that in terms of, you know, how we maintain, you know, whatever populations we have, in Texas we do see an issue where there isn't adequate housing at that lower income level for individuals that maybe come to this country for the first time trying to live the American dream, you know, quote-unquote, whatever you want to say. But, you know, especially, obviously, Texas, we have, you know, the country looks at us with the illegal immigration problem, which, however you want to, you know.
But sure. You guys are right on the front lines of the illegal immigration issue. There's no doubt about it.
So, Mike, I have a question for you. There are some people who worry and are concerned that the population of the U.S. is not growing enough because there are all these promised entitlements to a bunch of people who are retiring soon, like the baby boom generation. And so, but the people are not having kids at a rate which is increasing the base of the pyramid, which pays into those things. And so, I don't know. I think your point is certainly warranted, but at the same time, there are people who worry that the U.S. population is not growing enough.
And the problem is that the government being in charge of this. Now, the government
yes.
is one that created the problem with the housing in the first place.
It's
now, households have diminished over in the last 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
meaning that they have structures, but not people living in them. If you go to Detroit, you go to Memphis, you go to metropolitan areas around the country, you'll find buildings are just standing empty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the government got involved in housing and, you know, they messed that
no
up
investment.
And they're involved in immigration. And they're messing that up. I mean, imagine for a second if they hadn't got involved and then all those, you know, those immigrants would be able to move into those houses,
you know,
there are buildings for them.
And we see what happens when the government tries to influence or control the size of a population. Look at China with their one child policy and all the unintended consequences that has created. And so I think that there's really not much we can do except let the market have the flexibility to deal with an influx of people if that's what happens, but or a shrinking population.
Let's not dance around this issue either. If we allow free people to move across borders freely and to contract with others in a free basis, would there be slums that would spring up? Would things that exist, say, around like Mexico City, where people are living in plywood and tin shacks, spring up while people, you know, first got their feet underneath them?
Poverty's been an issue throughout history. I think that's inevitable, no matter what.
It's a natural state. The natural state is you're born with nothing.
Yeah.
Well, but if people are allowed to come here and work, then they won't be poor. You know what I mean?
They won't be as poor. But I think that there's a possibility that you might see some eyesores, some places that you wouldn't want to necessarily see in your neighborhood.
But wait a minute. Don't those exist today? I mean, I think I can think of a lot of places where there are American-born people who live in very squalid conditions. And
pretty gross stuff.
That's unfortunate as far as I'm concerned. But, I mean, I don't think it's a problem that's unique to immigration.
I think mostly you'd see what we have seen up to this point is, multiple families living in houses in tight quarters. And it can really upset folks in the neighborhood. And I can understand, but, I don't want...
Gosh, what about college students?
I don't want people telling me how many folks I can have live in my house. Because once they can start telling you how many people can live in your house, then they can tell you everything else about your house. You know, what color wallpaper you should have, whether you can paint the house chartreuse,
well,
how many cars can be parked outside the garage.
They do that.
Sure, I lived in
those. They certainly tell you that you have to pay a fee every year to them in order to keep your property, right?
Yeah. Mike?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. sorry, I was just...
We were just talking.
No problem,
what
Mike.
Can I tell you? it all just kind of comes back to, and I just want to kind of get y'all's perspective because I'm not really sure I know kind of which direction y'all are leaning, but would you lean more towards the reform side of the entire immigration policy or just completely, lower the bar to let's the system go the way it's going to go? I mean, where do y'all stand on that?
So what do you mean by let the system go where it's going to go? The status quo?
Not the status quo. I mean, just let's go ahead and go to the extreme and say open the border and just let people come and move as freely as they want to.
I will say open the border.
Well, I'll take open the border, no doubt, but I also believe that, generally folks want steps. And I think that a step that I've heard offered is give work visas to people who want work visas. If you want to have some kind of criteria that they, have a $1,000 to their name or $150 to their name or whatever it is, fine. If you want them to have a TB test, fine. But understand that the people that can't meet your criteria are still going to sneak across the border. The people who've been convicted of murder in Mexico are going to sneak across the border. The people who have drug-resistant tuberculosis, they're going to sneak across the border because they want a better life,
smuggling
too.
Smuggling drugs.
Whatever restriction there is, no matter how minimal it is, the government can't make it work. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in with your concerns.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to instafire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
It ain't revolution. Time to say.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about immigration and all the intricacies and inherent problems with immigration in this country, legal, illegal, whatever. And you can call in and talk about that or anything else, 855-450-3733. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. So far, the speakers include Joel Saladin, author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute of Justice, Jack Spirko, a survival expert, and Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up with coupon code FTL. Not only will you get the early bird discount, but you'll get the Free Talk Live discount. Coupon code FTL2012.
And Mark, you're going to be there, right?
I am going to be there.
And so am I.
So are you. We're going to be there, yeah. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum FTL2012. So let's jump right back into the phones here with Denny in Indiana. Denny, you're on Free Talk Live with Stephanie and Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
That's what we do.
I think we're missing the point about this whole issue of immigration and such when we get so hung up on the minutia and the process of coming across and those kinds of things. Canada, I get up to Canada quite a lot, and Canada is several years ahead of us experientially. And
Denny, just to clarify, when you say us, do you mean the United States? Like, who,
yes.
Who are you mean? Okay.
Yes, and, you know, the Canucks pride themselves on being, you know, the most tolerant and the most politically correct to the place where they really don't have freedom of speech there anymore.
Right, well, they threw me in jail for trying to cross their border.
Well, yeah, so now, when you listen to Canadian talk show, what they're getting concerned about is that when you ask Canadians what their nationality is, they say, well, I'm Swedish, or I'm Iranian, or I'm Mexican. They're not Canadian.
Uh-huh.
So even Germany has experienced this same kind of thing. So I think what we want is newcomers to be American.
And, why?
Well, I'm because we've got the system that works the best on Earth, and we want the system to expand across the Earth, I think.
So are you afraid that if people identify themselves as Swedish or whatever, that they'll want to institute the system from which they come? That the simple fact that they don't call themselves Americans or Canadians, whatever the case may be,
It's you're American first. I'm past 60, and I have one set of grandparents from Finland and the other from Germany. And the original immigrants never really learned English, but they insisted that the kids learned them. So my parents and my siblings
Yep.
are all practically English majors. And we are Americans first, and we've also hung on to our Finnish and German heritage.
I think a lot of people have the same experience. There's no doubt, Denny. But my question really is what's the benefit? To me, these nation-state things that we call them, and, you know, the little pieces of fabrics they call flags, I don't know. I mean, they seem like really throwbacks to when kings mm-hmm. killed each other.
You know, I was going to say, Mark, when I think of myself and my identity, the word American or the word any other country or political designation just doesn't come to mind.
Like, I think of those
I'm
things.
I'm a person.
I think of those things, but I wonder what the value is.
Well, I'm just pointing out that this is what Canada and Germany have already experienced. My second point is that I think I have a different perspective as to the immigrants that come here illegally are probably, if you apply the 80-20 rule, 80% of them are very hardworking and very ethical and very, you know, they want to improve their life and that kind of thing. I have no problem with them.
Yep.
Now, what in effect we are doing is if they've got enough ambition to jump the fence and come over here and dodge all the issues and all of that, we're really stealing their best people, which, in effect, they should really be trying to improve their own country, and they should be the leaders there instead of the followers here.
Well, we can't get our government to act in an efficient fashion. How in the world could the advocation that the Mexican government act efficiently or justly ever work?
You know what? We got to study clear back before 1776 to figure that one out. And it isn't hard to figure out. You got to fight for it. And
Are you talking about some kind of a revolution?
No. Now, people, if they're dissatisfied with the political structure in their own country, I mean, all across the world, look at the revolutions we're seeing.
Yeah, and it really does speak to how difficult it is to enact change in a governmental system. Well, you actually have to pick up a gun and start shooting people in the head in order to see real change to governmental systems, because ensconced bureaucrats are, well, they hold on to the little bit of power that they have so dearly, and they will use whatever method that they can in order to hold on to that power, that's what it takes. And I mean, what a terrible, terrible type of organization to have running anything, that you actually have to kill them to get them out of to make them change.
Well, to clarify that, I believe it was Ben Franklin who said that periodically, to keep our free society, it has to be cleansed with the blood of both the tyrant and the patriot.
I don't really accept that at all.
But I wonder about the Tree of Liberty. That's probably because it's the Tree of Liberty is, boxed in by the hedgerows of government. And can we really, I shouldn't say government, but monolithic top-down government. In that time, it was kings who would claim power over you. And I would say that we haven't moved that much from kingdoms. You can now vote in your rulers, but they still believe that they're your rulers, and they'll still enact whatever rules they have. And I think that free people can solve these problems without bloodshed, and we don't need these folks, that they don't really produce anything.
But who's to say that that's why we're having bloodshed overseas, is that the best people have come here instead of staying there and peaceably moving towards changing their own governments and their own way of life and their own.
Well, the evidence is that that, in fact, the United States government is kicking out the good people, engineers and entrepreneurs, and they're kicking them out because they don't meet their little paperwork requirements. That right now, that this country is so wrapped up in its own jingoism that it doesn't even want to let new immigrants in.
Yeah. Well, the point I think we're missing is that if everyone wants to come over here, there's a reason they want to be here. And that's because of freedom and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, I think it's about money.
I can agree with that, because actually recently we just read this article on Free Talk Live on the Sunday show, Mark, where immigrants were leaving California because it's getting so much less free. And,
jobs are disappearing. Immigrants are leaving California about jobs. Now, you can take those jobs and knock it down to freedom. There's no doubt about it. But really what people want, they don't want freedom. People mostly want success and entrepreneurial opportunities. Mostly that comes with freedom, but people are moving because of jobs. And if the if the jobs and the money dry up because too many people have moved, folks will stop moving, I think, is what it amounts to.
Well,
Tim, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. big brand names, and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I thanked the wrong person, dropped the wrong person off the line, and did a terrible talk-showing job last segment, so I wanted to apologize to Denny for calling him the wrong name, but we do have to take other callers, so well, the music was playing.
Can we say one more thing about Denny's call, though? I was really struck by the language that he was using, and he seemed like a really nice guy, but
oh, yeah.
Just the language was like, there was so much collectivism, there was a lot of like referring to us and we and them, and I wasn't always very clear, and I think so many people do that, like they think of themselves as part of an entire country or nation or whatever, and it's not, you know, it's not always very helpful to have allegiance to an arbitrary landmass or an idea or a government just because you were born there.
I do wonder about this,
because
I like the idea of the nation, the United States of America. I like the flags and the eagles and the music and all that stuff that goes with it. But it seems to me it's been completely co-opted by this group of people known as, you know, unaccountable bureaucrats and elected politicians. And politicians essentially are synonymous with liars and thieves. I mean, that's what people think of them as. Congress
is... So public opinion polls, yeah.
Congress is less than 10%.
So why would you want to be in that we? With
well, I don't know. I mean, like, I like the idea of being part of the United States of America, but I don't like the idea that the politicians control it, but they really control the country. It's this really difficult sort of maze to this gooey mess to unwind oneself from.
I think you can really stress yourself out and really, really worry yourself when you concern yourself so much with things that are really, like, beyond your control, like
sure.
Large
what's
national
going on?
Issues.
San Diego when I live in New Hampshire. I mean, how in the world?
Or what the federal government does, or what the government of another country does. I mean, that's so outside of your sphere of influence. That's pretty much why I prefer to like focus on more personal issues.
855-450-3733. Call in with your opinions on immigration or whatever you want. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark and Stephanie. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the University of California, Davis.
University of California, Davis campus? Uh-huh. UC Davis?
Yeah, the protest there. And
you mean the Occupy protest? Is this the Occupy movement?
No, the students that protested the other day, not the occupation, where they sprayed the pepper spray on them.
Yeah, yeah. Where the officer walked along and just sprayed people who were just sitting there.
And now it's become a meme, an internet meme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not funny.
I really think that we're getting to where we don't do our thinking. We just follow the book, more or less. Mm-hmm. And I think if they could have ticketed them and told them they had 3 hours to leave, made the ticket $300 and come back and ticket them again $300, and then had the chancellor not refuse to give them their sheepskin for until they paid their fines up, you would have gotten them moved just as quickly as you did, as they did. And I really think Ike was right. We have this mentality of this militaryism that seems to be prevalent in everything that we do.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you that the violence in that situation was pretty egregious and is really not warranted, although I might take it one step further. And I agree that people are just kind of, just following orders, right? That's the mentality. That's what you hear from a lot of police. I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. So they are kind of absolved of responsibility for their actions, and that's unfortunate. Although I would even say, you know, why should those students have been ticketed? As far as I know, they were just kind of sitting there protesting. They weren't hurting anyone.
Was it on the college campus? I don't even know where
they were. Yeah, it was on the college campus.
Well, if they were ordered to leave, my point was, if the order was placed, why do we have to use force? Why couldn't we use other means?
Yeah, it sounds to me like I like your system better, but at the same time, you know, when students pay to be at a university, I mean, students protest. That's kind of part of their expanding their minds, and I think that universities should have some understanding for people protesting.
I kind of question why they were asked to leave. Now, I'm not totally familiar with the situation. I may be a little bit ignorant here, but, I mean, again, if they are just basically gathering in a public place, they're not endangering anyone, they're not hurting anyone, I don't know if it's a legitimate request to even ask them to leave. And, of course, it's not even a request. It's a demand.
I think any time you block access to a public university or anything.
Oh, they were doing that?
They were blocking access?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so, I think that withholding their...
That's a legitimate gripe if they're blocking a place, yeah.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Yeah, okay.
Appreciate it. I think there's some good ideas there. 855.
I like the nonviolence for sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't look good. That guy really, the officer with the mustache that was walking around just casually spraying people with pepper spray right in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, he.
I heard that was like crowd grade pepper spray too.
Yeah,
that you're supposed to be dispersed from like 15 feet away, but he literally sprayed it into people's faces.
Because he wants to punish them for not doing what they said, what he said.
That's exactly
They
it.
Didn't do what he said, and they, you know, I mean, this is what it comes down to with cops is, you know, they feel really threatened. Imagine doing that job when somebody doesn't do what you say there, what you say. It's got to be scary because that's all you've got is you give orders and then you use violence to get the to enact those orders. And
I think fear is something that they often use as a justification for what they do, and that may be the case for sure. It's hard to tell. You can't really make a general statement about this really, but I think often too they. The police are really not viewing protesters or just people as human beings.
They're viewing them as the enemy.
Yes, exactly. There's this enemy imagery that they have, and it's just like, well, they're not the same as me. They're not really a human being, so I can do anything I want to them. They're basically like an animal.
The 2008 Democratic Convention, I think it was in Denver, there was the police union there made some T-shirts that said, getting up early to beat the crowds. And it had the picture of a cop with a, you know, billy club in order, you know, the suggestion is that they're going to beat the crowds.
Yeah, as if it's a joke to make fun of, you know, casually attacking people, beating people.
There was a protest in Miami where the police were caught on video laughing at the shooting people with rubber bullets. Specifically, an instance where a lawyer, a lady who happened to be, you know, in the crowd, a lawyer, got shot in the forehead with a rubber bullet, and they yucked it up over it.
Oh gosh!
Now, I'm not saying every cop would do this, but what it seems like is that there's this mentality in police organizations that it's kind of, we're the good guy team, and you do what we say, and you can be, you know, our underlings, but if you don't do what we say, we're going to crack down on you, and it's going to be funny because we can get away with it. We can do whatever we want, and
it's a very,
not whatever they want, but darn close.
It's a very in-group, out-group mentality, right? Like, it's us, the brothers in blue, versus them, which is everybody else. And, you know, we have to win, right? We have to be the dominant force. And that can be really pernicious.
Yeah, it's the way that gets people killed. I mean, that's what one does in war.
Exactly.
Right?
The
bad guys.
Yeah, we heard about this TED Talk a while back. I don't know if you remember, Mark, but it was about how empathy is basically the key to ending war, because people see each other as, like, in groups, out groups, us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why I brought up the point about the caller who was using us and them a lot. You know, when we think in those terms, it's really easy for an entire huge group of people to be kind of pitted against another group based on something really arbitrary like where they were born. So I see a little bit of danger in those ideas.
There's an interesting, most Americans think about, you know, the war on terror, that all this stuff started in September 11, 2001. And this is speaking to what you're talking about, in-groups and out-groups.
Yep.
You know, Americans will often care, when you hear about a plane crash around the world, they'll say, how many, you know, you say 57 people died and
two Americans. Yep.
Well, it's been two Americans that you hear. Most folks don't know that in 1987, I think it was 87, the United States government shot down an Iranian passenger plane with a bunch of innocent people aboard.
Yikes.
Now, they do know that on September 11th, 2001, 17 terrorists, or whatever the number is, hijacked four planes in the United States, crashing two into the World Trade Centers, one into the Pentagon, and one, by the stroke of some real heroes, no doubt, crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. They know what happened to them, what evil had befallen them. They do not know what evil was done in their name to people in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So they aren't worthy of, you know, even the knowledge that the United States government did something bad and evil to them. But, oh my God, what they did to us, it constitutes everything that's been okay. So this is how the in-group, out-group mentality
we're
really
all human beings here, no matter where we were born, what color we are, or anything like that. It's important to remember.
That's right. That's what it boils down to. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Call in with what you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.